Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issue facing your community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I know it's like a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
I am 32.
32, all right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yes, Caucasian.
Caucasian, I thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican, I thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong, all right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. These are how important of an issue it is for you and to have members of Congress focus on it. You can use a 0 if you think it's not important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it's like the most important issue ever. And you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
So the first issue is protecting democracy and our voting rights.
Eight.
Funding for mental health services.
Five.
Lowering rent.
Five.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
Five.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
And lowering the cost of what? Sorry, what was that?
Oh, lowering the cost of goods.
Of goods. 10.
10? All right. What about protecting abortion rights?
0.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
And improving K-12 education.
7.
7, all right, thank you. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 50 is neutral, and a 0 means you do not like them, like at all. And if you have like no opinion about them or have never heard of them, that's also a category. So the first one are MAGA Republicans.
How do I feel about them?
Mm-hmm. On a scale of 0 to 100. In which a 100 means you like them, and a 0 means you don't like them, like at all, and a 50 is neutral.
75, can I say that?
All right, thank you. What about J.D. Vance?
You know, I really don't know much about him, so I'm going to say I don't know.
All right, no worries, thank you. What about Janelle Bynum?
Who is that?
Oh, if you don't know about her, I've never heard her. Those are also categories. But if you do want to know, she's a Democrat. And she's running
Can you tell me the name again?
Yeah, Janelle Bynum.
I don't know her. Yeah,
all right, no worries. So what about Donald Trump?
75.
Joe Biden?
25.
Republicans in Congress?
75.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Lord Travis Dreamer.
I don't know much about her. I've seen the name, but I don't know her.
All right, no worries. What about Ron Wyden?
I don't know much about him either.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
0.
All right, thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
I would vote for the Republican Party, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right, thank you. And I know it's like a long way off, but if elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? For Democrat Jeanette Bynum or Republican Lori Travis Dreamer?
Republican.
All right. So even though you're not supporting Jeanette Bynum now, what would you say are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November of 2024?
I don't know. I'd have to do more research.
All right. So would you like a small chance or just a very small chance or no chance?
I'd say a very small chance.
All right. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'd say strongly.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Travis Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Oh, man, I feel like I should skip that one. I don't really know much of what she's doing.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read you a bit of information about the two candidates running for Congress, this being Jeanette Bynum and Lori Travis Dreamer. So serving in the State House since 2016, Jeanette Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She is not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to her problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Travis Dreamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. So based on these statements, for who would you vote for Congress? For Democrat Jeanette Bynum or Republican Lori Travis Dreamer?
Lori Chavez.
All right, thank you. So what specifically has stuck out most about, what has like stuck out most to you about Lori Travis Dreamer?
Well, you know what, I need to get going because I've got my kids here. But hopefully that was helpful.
We're about 70% done, and the rest of the survey goes by, like, in less than 5 minutes. So I don't know if you want to keep going.
I need to just go ahead and go, but thank you.
All right, no worries. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.